listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. If you look through social media, you probably have a friend or a family member or several who are expecting a child, or maybe you yourself are getting ready to be a parent. It's surely an exciting but also nerve-wracking time of life to think of preparing to care for one of God's precious spirits on the earth. How can you be ready for it completely? How can you be sure that you're doing all you're supposed to do? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland had these words to say in a recent Mormon message available on the Mormon Channel entitled Motherhood and Eternal Partnership with God.
The work of a mother is hard, too often unheralded work. Please know that it is worth it then, now, and forever. Mothers, cherish that role that is so uniquely yours and for which heaven itself sends angels to watch over you and your little ones. You are doing terrifically well. The very fact that you've been given such responsibility is everlasting evidence of the trust your Father in heaven has in you.
There are times in motherhood myself where I have not really known what to do or how to handle a situation, even something as small, which was kind of a big deal at our house, as potty training my toddler. I really had to pray a lot and say, I don't know how to help her through this. Please help me figure out how to help my three-year-old work through this and learn that this is part of life. Recently, a Deseret News article written by blogger and new mother Emily Whitlock discussed what she learned from her LDS mission about preparing for motherhood. She offers six life lessons that can help any mother, returned missionary or not, have a more organized and fulfilling time as a parent. Number one, she says, establish a righteous routine. She says, just as missionaries have dedicated time each day to study the gospel, Whitlock suggests making a time to study the scriptures. Make it a part of your daily routine as an individual and as a couple. And when your children come into the picture, include them in a family scripture study as well. It invites the Spirit into your heart and your home and will help you get closer to each other and focus on what matters most as a family. Next, be flexible. Don't get frustrated when things don't go as planned. Learn to go with the flow and adapt to changing circumstances positively so that you can make the most of each moment. Number three, teach the gospel simply. Teaching your children their divine identity at an early age will help form a strong foundation. Number four, realize that children are very close to God. Now, even though they may not understand a lot about God, children embody pureness and innocence. These qualities can serve as an example to remind parents to love unconditionally. Five, use the edges of your time. I love this one. Even though life is hectic as a mother, there are pockets of time scattered throughout the day that you can make the most of, either to give yourself a breather, maybe check up on an email or two, or plan different things that can benefit your family. Whitlock says being conscientious about my time has helped me feel like I've maintained some balance as I've entered motherhood. And the last one is be unified with your companion. In marriage, it's so important to be unified in order to have a successful partnership, especially as parents. Even if the two of you have different parenting styles, it's important to be willing to compromise when something is important to the other person, so that your children can see a righteous example of spiritual leadership at home. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.